That reminded me, I needed to share this with you. When we first started our church in Costa Rica, I guess it was the first anniversary that I invited a man who, he is a Christian, and his name was Francisco. He was a mechanic. But Francisco had brain cancer and had a scar from here down because they had literally taken out part of the brain that had cancer in it. So he wore his hair in a little pigtail to cover up that, and then tucked it in his collar to cover up that scar. And my director was down one time, and he called me aside and said, "Do you know one of your ushers has a pigtail?" "Yes, sir, I do, and I'll explain it later." But Brother Francisco had a little van, and he would use that van to take a Christian mariachi group. Now, you haven't lived and you've heard Christian mariachi. Oh, it is beautiful. And he had taken them to a Baptist church, and the Baptist church was a little formal, but he was in the back, and the preaching of the Word of God touched his heart. He just wanted to raise his hand and praise God. And the pastor stopped and said, "You have a question back there?" Brother Hauser, I appreciate that testimony of hearing how God directed you to England. I've always enjoyed hearing stories of how God moves in the lives of young people and even older people, how when God calls and directs. And if you give me a few minutes, I'd like to share how we ended up in Costa Rica. God called me to be a missionary as a junior in high school. I had never met a missionary in my life. But I knew that God somehow, somewhere, someday wanted me to be a missionary, and I surrendered. Well, God used several things in my life, directed me to Tennessee Temple, and I met my wife there, and I learned. And then after that, I still had that desire, but not sure. I wanted to go to Israel. I wanted to go to Iran. But God graciously sent us to Costa Rica. But as we were in a local church there in Chattanooga, ministering there and working, every missionary that came through, we had a missionary at least once a month, I would corner them. "God's called me to be a missionary. What do I do? Tell me about your field." And most did not give me the time of day. But there's a missionary there to Costa Rica. He told me about the work there and the needs, and then he invited me to go to Costa Rica and see them. I had no idea where Costa Rica was. I thought it was an island out in the Caribbean. Well, I finally found it on a map, and I saw the capital city of San Jose. But I went to a travel agent in downtown Chattanooga and asked them what it would cost me to fly from Chattanooga to San Jose, Costa Rica. S-A-N-J-O-S-E is San Jose. It was for me. Well, I arrived, but I knew I was coming to see what missions work was all about, but I was not going to Costa Rica. But I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the country, beautiful country. The great fellowship, even though I spoke no Spanish at the time, and we just had some great fellowship with the people there in the church. But I kept saying, "I'm not going to Costa Rica. I'll go someplace else." And toward the end of that trip, the missionaries took me to the city of Cartago. In Cartago is the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels, the patron saint of Costa Rica. Well, I was entering the building, and I was looking around at the architecture, the beautiful stained glass windows, the artwork, and I was admiring all of that when the missionary called me. He said, "Come here, I want to show you something." A young mother and her child came in the back of that basilica, fell on their knees, and crawled all the way up those stone tiles to the front up marble steps and were praying to a little black statue called La Negrita, a little black statue of the Virgin Mary. God broke my heart. I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, we only had one Catholic church in the entire city of Tuscaloosa. Didn't know anything about that. But God broke my heart. I went back to the missionary's home that night and said, Lord, speak to me. And I began to read God's missions handbook, the book of Acts. And I read through asking, Lord, because I knew that if God called, he would confirm through his word. And I got down to Acts 17, verse 16. It says, now while Paul waited for them in Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. And I realized the stirring in my heart was the Spirit of God working in me. The next morning I was walking around the neighborhood where the missionary lived, and I said, Lord, if this is where you want me, I'll go. And that peace of God flooded my heart. Well, I came home. I told my wife, God's called us to Costa Rica. And we surrendered the very next Sunday. I want to thank God for a help meet. We met in college, and even when we first started dating, I told her, one of these days, I'm going to be in a mission field. And if that's a problem, we shouldn't even date. But she had already surrendered her life to do whatever God wanted her to do. And we felt this was God's will. We got married, and she stayed with me during that time. I drove a truck for a while. I did all kinds of things while we were still seeking God's will, but she followed me with her two babies to Costa Rica, set up housekeeping there and lived. And then when it came time that the leadership of BIMI asked us to come back to the States and step into that position of Central America director, she said, are you sure? Even then I said, are you sure? But I thank God for a helpmeet. The next year, I took her to Costa Rica to see what she was getting into, or I was getting her into. And we were drinking coffee one night and sitting on a little balcony outside our room, and I just turned and asked her, what do you think? And I waited, and she turned and says, it feels like home to me. And that was pretty close to a bad Pentecostal fit right there. And God's been good to us. God formed a team. And she's been such a great help in the ministry. And I thank God for her. Brother Hauser, you said something about your testimony. Even the pastors in the UK said, good luck. Never forget, and this is for all, never forget, the Lord of the harvest has sent you as a laborer. He knows. He knows where the workers need to be. Rely on that. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for the comments. You've been a great encouragement to me. We've talked about faith promise this week. We've talked about the message. We've talked about the need of the message, the giving of the message, receiving the message. And this morning we presented the message. And tonight I want to look one last time at the message. I want to look at the goal of the message. Turn with me to Psalm 66. Psalm 66. What is the goal of the message? Oh, you say, well, I know that. It's to see a soul saved. I want to go beyond that. What is the goal of the message? Psalm 66. Before we read, let's pray and ask God to open our spiritual eyes that we will behold the wonders he has for us. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, again, we want to thank you for what we've seen and what we've heard, how you are working in the lives of people all over this world. But there are still so many that need to hear. Lord, help us carry the light because the world is in darkness. And we'll thank you for what you do. Lord, I pray your help tonight as I stand here as your messenger, that what is said would be to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 66, verse 1, the Bible says this, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah." Now understand that this is a prophetic psalm, and it will be talking about the time during the millennial reign when the world will come and many will, the whole earth will sing the praises of God. But I want to submit to you that we can see some of this happen right now as souls are being saved. Why do we send missionaries around the world? We've talked this week about faith promise. We've talked about the need and how we as God's people must step up and send the message to the entire world. We've talked about faith, giving and receiving and seeing the lost one to Christ. We've talked about the need in the UK, Thailand, Indonesia, Central America, and the need of getting the gospel, getting the written word of God in the hands of all people. But what then is the main reason for this missionary conference, this missions conference? What do we hope to accomplish? Is it just to raise a faith promise? Well, I think we've done that. I think God's people have stepped forward, and the faith promise will be above what it was last year. Is it to send more missionaries to the field? There again, I believe that will be accomplished in the coming weeks. Is it to widen our vision for the world? Through the presentation we've seen, I think all our hearts have been broken for these various fields. So yes, we've accomplished. We've seen those. I think that we have all have a better idea of what God wants to do. So have we accomplished our goal? Not completely. What is the ultimate goal for the missions program of the Heritage Baptist Church? Let's examine our text one more time and see what God wants our ultimate goal to be and to see if we have accomplished that goal. As we look here in Psalm 66, verse 1, we see that God is to be glorified in all lands. The main purpose for the creation of man was to have fellowship and serve God. We see this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Nature proclaims God's glory. The animal kingdom obey God, but man is a living soul, and by free will, he can decide, accept God's Son, and glorify God. See, man was created to fellowship and to serve God, but he lost that ability when Adam sinned. But Jesus Christ on the cross did the work of reconciliation so that we can be restored and bring that fellowship and that ability to serve once again. So we are to glorify God, and God wants to be glorified from all lands. The only way that God can be glorified in all the lands is to see people saved in all lands. A lost man cannot praise God. A lady who does not know Jesus Christ cannot worship God in spirit and in truth. We must see the gospel proclaimed. This is why we send missionaries, messengers, with the message to the entire world. Also, we want to see God's word proclaimed from all nations. See, the goal of all these missionaries tonight, the goal of the scripture translation is to see indigenous pastors and missionaries go out. That these churches that are established will then in turn send out missionaries. What a joy it is to see men and women called to the service of God from what we would consider mission churches. But you see, the church there is just like a church here. May speak a different language. Their clothes may be a little different. Their hymns may not sound familiar, but it's the local church. And the local church's commission is to send laborers to preach the gospel to all the world. See, the key word here is from. Missionaries proclaim God's word to all nations. Churches are established and they should be sending out those to proclaim the word of God as well. That's the goal, that a church comes full circle. A church that was started by a missionary comes full circle and sends missionaries. Then God's word is proclaimed from all nations. How will the world know of the greatness of God? How will they sing forth his praises? We must proclaim the goodness and the greatness of God as found in his word. Again, how important it is to see the word of God translated. Oh, they can hear it, but as they read and see that God should be glorified, then his enemies will submit unto him. That's our goal. That's the goal of the message. That's why we're sending. That's why we're proclaiming. We want to see folks saved, and we want to see God glorified. And we'll look with me again in verse 4, Psalm 66, 4. And the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, they shall sing to thy name, Selah. Only God's children can truly worship him. They must be saved. They must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that they in turn can sing the praises of an almighty, merciful God. We must tell the word. Have we accomplished our purpose? Have we accomplished our goal? We're getting there. Every Faith Promise conference is one step closer. Every time you put that faith promise offering in that offering plate, we're one step closer. Every time these missionaries go out, pray for these missionaries. They want to be on the field. Oh, we enjoy missions conferences. We do. Brother Boyle, where would you rather be? In Woodbridge, Virginia, or in Indonesia? Well, you don't like these people? Oh, yes. Brother Reed, where are you tonight? Are you inching up closer? I guarantee Brother Reed's heart and desire is to be back in Thailand. I know Brother Hauser, you ready to leave now, weren't you? Hey, Reagan, is it Dulles? That's pretty close. Or is it Reagan International? Either or. Pretty close. They want to be there. And once they're there, that's one step closer to our goal. To see a young couple there in England fall on their knees and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior so that they can rise up and praise and sing the praises of our God. What a glorious work. What a glorious opportunity we have to do this together. And as we do, God is glorified, God is pleased with our efforts. Let us step out by faith and thank God and do His work. Let's step out by faith and give. So these God's workers, God's people, God's called missionaries can go and see folks saved. And let's keep giving. Let's keep praying. Make sure. Now, we don't have any more prayer cards, but we do have some business cards. And if you write us, once we get our new ones, we'll send you one. But get these prayer cards. Pray. And I know you probably have a great collection of prayer cards in your home. Pray for these missionaries. And God would be glorified here and there. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank You for what You have already done. We live in an age where Your name is being proclaimed in the four corners of this earth, but there is still so much to be done. Help us to be the messengers. Help us to bring honor and glory and praise to Your name in all the lands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor.